This is a committee meeting of Buildings and Grounds. I'm the chair, Sandy Hussman, and committee members Katie and Capellini and Patrick Richardson are in attendance. Mark Fry is on his way. Others here are Leslie Brining, Mark Lukey, Jen Archer from the Arts Commission, and Laura Jakes from the Arts Commission. We're here to discuss a proposed mural. The Sylvania Community Arts Commission has proposed this to be painted on our ground level water storage tank located at 4492 South Main Street. Because it's a city-owned facility, we need to review this, and there was some discussion at City Council last week about this. It came to City Council last week, and it was brought up by the service director that we had spent a lot of money, the number to arrive later, which I think Leslie might know that number at this point, to paint that, and we were concerned about how the paint of painting a mural would react with that, and if it would be long lasting. The paint job is supposed to last us 15 years, so we're concerned, there was concern voiced about that. It was mentioned by the service director that perhaps one of the transfers that they've done around town could be placed on that tower. I think it was Katie that mentioned she thought that might be not financially feasible because of the size that we're talking about. So I guess we have asked members of the Arts Commission to come and kind of talk to us a little bit about that. I think we could start with it. Leslie, do you want to give us that number that Alan?
Yep, that Joe provided. Actually, yeah. He provided it to Mr. Lukey today.
Oh.
So the total cost.
I'm happy to share.
The total cost to paint the tank was $109,400. That was for the whole project. The painting was $94,000. So assuming it's Joe's estimate that to surface prep the tank and paint would be about $30,000.
Wait,
so
what was the $30,000?
He said that is just Joe's estimate based on the cost to surface prep the tank and the paint, because it's based on roughly one third to half of the tank painted with a fluoropolymer paint system, has cloth retention, and would be consistent with the type of paint required for the tank.
So what you're saying is that the mural could not be painted on the surface that we have unless we spent $30,000 to re-prep it.
That's including the prep and the paint.
All right, so, and that 30.
I'm guessing. If you want technical about how
well, the bottom line is we can't.
Right.
The bottom line is we can't just paint on that surface.
Correct.
As it is.
That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing that it's because he mentioned something about the gloss retention, so I'm assuming that there's a gloss finish to it, and that would mean
it probably doesn't take. Probably
doesn't stand out. Cleaner. Correct.
Hey, what? Why was that done?
Last year.
I think it was last year. Yeah. Okay, so before they could even put, let me make sure I understand this, before they could even put paint the mural on there, it would have to be painted with a surface that would accept the paint?
Right.
I believe so. There's,
okay,
there's
because it is super shiny and looking at it. It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you ladies like to come forward and tell us what you're thinking at this point with all this lovely news we're sharing with you that...
Well, in hearing all of that, you know, Dave Navarre, who was,
Right, right.
He said he had talked with Kevin Naylor, and I thought the city knew about it. So we apologize for not doing our due diligence to make sure that, I just wasn't aware that we had the painting in last year. So I think, you know, probably it sounds like the best thing for us to do is maybe find an alternative location, maybe give you guys a couple different locations that we think something like this could be used at. Because this just sounds like a lot of money for foot debt. I mean, if you've already invested that amount of money.
Well, I did. I can tell. I forwarded the digital image to Mike McMahon at Sage Art, and he looked at it and thought it would work on that front of Plummer Pool. And I think he wants to, the Sage Art board meeting is not tomorrow, but the next Tuesday. So we'll probably talk about it at the board meeting. And I mean, I can't make any like promises what everybody's going to say, but.
Right.
To me, it sounds like it could work, and he was agreeable. We just have to wait and see what the rest of the board says.
Yes, and I did go over there, Katie, and take a couple pictures, and it's all on one level, so you wouldn't, because another concern that was voiced at our council meeting was putting scaffolding up in order to paint on the storage tank, and that sounded like not something that we want a bunch of kids getting up on scaffolding, and sounded like it maybe would be okay, but maybe it would be a problem too. So as a safety issue, I think it was a concern of city council as well. And Katie had mentioned the go ahead.
So back to that, is that like an option that you want me to keep pursuing, or do you have a better location in mind?
Well,
I mean, it's up to you. I don't want to hijack your mirror.
It's fine to pursue that. I think maybe we should get with, you know, a couple other people, the Arts Commission, just see if there's any other ideas out there as well, and maybe entertain a couple at this point.
I think that's a really good option, though, particularly based on the theme of water and,
all right.
Being in the park.
So it should be a serious discussion at the Sage Art Board next Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Check out the surface and make sure, but it would be a easier, there wouldn't, you could just reach it. Maybe a step stool might be needed, but it, you know, it would be easily done without scaffolding and such. So that would be a plus, I would think.
As a clarification,
yes, Patrick.
That went to Sage Art, would that then suddenly become in front of council or not?
Well, that's an interesting topic. Normally, at least the last two did not come to city council. They went to the Board of Architectural Review, which I think is the normal procedure. So I'm not sure exactly how this came to.
Would it be fair to assume that since there was some expense involved with painting?
That, yes, that would be fair to consider.
We're asking for city dollars to be paid. I don't think that was the case in the first two projects.
Right.
No. Yeah,
were,
yeah.
Other buildings.
Right.
Yeah, they weren't property.
Yeah.
Actually, one of them started was.
So
if. So what is Planning Commission? How would that work? If it went to Sage Art, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday? Then does that miss the Board of Architectural Review?
Yeah, because that's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Wednesday.
June.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Do you go to it?
I typically don't. The mayor does. And Kevin, or
not Kevin. Tim Burns
usually goes. I believe the next Planning Commission meeting after tomorrow is June 13th.
Would it be unreasonable for them to just kind of eyeball it and? I mean, if we wait for June, school's out, the last day of school is like May 20th, the last Tuesday of May, and I think they want to get going because it's all junior.
I'm pretty sure. Which day is the Sage Art Board meeting?
not tomorrow, but the Tuesday after.
Oh, the 22nd?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fine. If there's a decision at that board meeting, just get in for, or just let Kevin know that Sage already said it's fine to put it on the corner pool, and then it can be put on the thing for the Board of Architectural Review agenda for the 13th.
Can it just go tomorrow? That's what I'm saying, is that completely unreasonable?
I think so, because we don't know where it's, I know all of the agenda stuff has gone out. The deadline for the agendas is a couple of weeks in advance. I don't know that procedure generally, that's Debbie West, we handled that. But I think too, the Board of Architectural Review is likely going to know where it's going to be. So without that firmed up, I don't know that they would.
Want to vote on it.
Right, I don't know that, that's just, they're gonna ask the question, where's it gonna go?
Well, we don't know.
I mean, I think they're gonna want to know where it's going to go.
Maybe we could just ask Kevin if it really has to go to planning commission. I mean, it's in a park, it's on a pool, is it really?
Yeah, it's a sign.
It's a sign.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kevin's not here to ask it, so I don't know. Do you know what the plan is as far as having the students work on this? In June.
For the month of June.
The whole month.
But I'm wondering if maybe if HR says yes, though.
You could start the prep.
We understand that this is peeling down and not doing the supplies, and maybe there's some pre-work that can be doing.
Cleaning or whatever.
Where in Palmer were you talking about? I'm trying to picture.
So if you're standing at the fountain.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the pool building.
Yep.
And then there's the door. Uh-huh. And then I'm almost, it would just go right as you're looking at it from the park. I mean.
It'll just be on one side of the building.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
Any side would work, really. Maybe you want to look and see which side you like.
Oh, so that's the side. So the side that's facing Gary Street?
Yeah.
That's what she's
showing. That's what I'm showing you. I mean, that's what I thought you meant.
I don't really know. I mean, I was thinking the side with the door, but now I think maybe your side's better. So maybe you want to think about what side you like.
But either way, the point is that it's going to be a much more scaled down.
Yes.
So planning to take the whole month of June might not.
Right.
No.
So,
maybe that will all work out time-wise.
Okay,
yes. I wonder.
Or if you want us to be there.
That's a good idea. Maybe you want
to. Meantime, we'll try to go over to the building and maybe.
Maybe you just want to send them like a kind of a letter like you sent us.
Okay.
To them, because there's still time, and
okay.
So then it will be in everybody's packet.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you guys wanted to come, that would be even better.
Well, I think we've kind of.
And we learned something new too. I don't think we had
So, if asking the committee members who are in attendance, is there anything else that you feel, or you?
I think we've got it covered.
I think we have to leave it up to the Arts Commission to come up with the final spot, but it sounds like we've given them a.
I would like to talk about that water tower, about that water. Patrick had some good ideas.
Yeah,
well, yes, that's.
I don't know if this was the appropriate time or place.
Of course it is, yes. So just let's kind of, you're welcome to stay. In fact, you probably would enjoy the conversation, but also at council meeting, Patrick brought up a wonderful idea. And I think we'll let him kind of explain it because he'll do a better job of explaining his idea than I would.
Yeah, I mean, to put it simply.
And you're welcome to have a seat, too.
Yeah, yes. I think that the water tower is a good place for something. You know, the paint that might not work, but I thought about some kind of a digital projection. I don't know if that's something you guys could come back to us with a proposal for something. You know, I just was. was spitballing ideas and thought, you know, whether it's Northview and Southeast Student of the Week, promote that, or use it to promote events, kind of like the digital billboard we have on Monroe and Main, you know, Northeast, Southeast sporting event scores, or whatever it might be, or if you could project some kind of art on it at night so it was all lit up and looked cool.
Or you could do all of the...
Yeah, that's the thing with the projection. It could change. Yeah. You just plug it into a computer and you can change what, you know. So I don't know if that's something we'd like. If you, the Arts Commission, would want to come back as a proposal, you know, maybe you could do your painting at Plumber and then...
project it on.
Yeah, and then see something else or... Yeah, with the projector, the possibilities are endless, and I agree that it's just, it's a good space to use, promote something, and that's the way my marketing and sales brain works, that it's just a big blank billboard, so we should use it. That's it. So,
can I ask a question showing that I don't know what you're talking about
sure.
exactly? So I know what projection is.
Yeah.
So where would the projection...
come from? I would assume on the ground. It would definitely come from on the ground somewhere. You know, by no means an expert in this, but just from what I know, I don't know, several feet back, 20 feet back maybe somewhere. And yeah, it would need to be plugged into a power source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
No. I think that it's probably similar to the projectors that I use.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Something like that, sure.
I'm sure there's some interesting technology
yeah.
challenges
yes.
here.
Yeah.
But I'm also 100% confident that they're solvable. What I liked, what I liked about Patrick's idea was that this big white space is a wonderful opportunity to communicate with our and that would include both art, but it could include a lot of other things as well.
We put the Maple and Main thing on there, the state, come on out, you know, whatever.
Could promote
Fall Festival,
promote
Festival,
our, promote
stuff.
The city.
Or just an artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
any of that. But like you said, if we have a projection.
Or all of the foregoing, you know, you can... You know,
make it go like kind of
rotate,
like
change.
The kiosk uptown that has all the information on it that filters through and
right.
And then interspersed with
art. Maybe next year. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a huge rush. It could be next year.
I think we all thought it was a great idea too, Patrick, and so thanks for reminding me to bring that up. I had it in my notes, but we did not do that. So, yes,
how
Doug?
How would we pursue, I mean, there's a technological issue here with how you actually do it. That I don't know anything about.
I don't know the proper procedure. I would kind of assume maybe you guys do the research and contact some visual companies. And, I mean, is that fair to say that the Arts Commission project proposal and say this company, we can subcontract the work to this company for this many dollars? And
or maybe it's Chuck, too. Maybe
might be Chuck.
Or IT
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Might
procedure.
Just know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Certainly do the...
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I mean, I would put their projector system in. Unless anybody disagrees, I guess that's how I suggest to proceed, see what the Arts Commission can come up with. We'll see how it goes.
We might want to have a conversation with Chuck as well and see what. See if he has any thoughts about that. And the other thing, before we get too far into this, probably ought to have some discussion with our with our administration and see what they think about this approach.
Mm-hmm.
And rather, I think the uptown sign is, I think, a little teeny thing compared to, I mean, this could be visually destructive or wonderful, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. depending on how we handled it. And we'd probably want to explore some, if we decide we wanted to pursue it, you know, there are some safety issues, you know, about
making it too amazing.
Well, about distracting drivers and you know, the time of display and all those sorts of things.
So maybe members of council or members of the committee talk to Chuck and the administration. Maybe you guys go and look at some other options of the logistics of setting it up.
And I was just so you know, I was involved with helping plan the lights on the sky, Ventures Bus Skyway Bridge, and they determined with the with ODOT that there was a certain time that it could change mm-hmm. that they felt would be safe.
Yeah.
But it had to be slow and they didn't want a lot of movement that people would start looking up and not looking ahead of the road. So.
Right.
Especially because it was at night all that happened. So we would certainly have to be sure that we didn't go too crazy with movement, especially on that.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea.
Do we
My guess is,
it could be really cool.
Yeah, it could be really cool.
Could we ask Laura and Jennifer to bring maybe something forward to us? I guess we'd like to kind of know what's being done, and then and maybe we could even have a field trip where we go and see it, so that we would know what we're thinking about, and I think that sounds wonderful. I think Doug has a valid consideration, the safety, and I know we do that with the signs that in the sign commission or the sign code that says like so many seconds and you can change it and all of that. So obviously all of those rules would need to be followed, but
the largest thing I've seen projected around here is on the side of the Prometic parking garage in Promenade Park downtown, Toledo.
Oh.
But that's
not near anybody driving.
They moved the
pardon?
That's
tomorrow. That's not driving.
Yeah.
Correct. But,
it would
that's
be
much,
visual.
I mean, that's basically a running video. So that's much more complicated perhaps than what we're considering here. But
yeah.
I don't know, maybe the technological needs to do that are similar to what we're trying to accomplish here, on a smaller scale, obviously, but because
mm-hmm.
that's like, I don't know, 100 by 60 or something, I mean, foot-wise. It's huge.
I didn't see. It's already here, so that's good to know, too.
But I don't know where it's coming from.
I think it's just a TV screen. I don't think it's projected from anywhere.
Really?
That's just a TV screen up there.
Yeah. You might be surprised.
Oh.
Which I'm sure is way out of our price range.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Projections, I mean, you can do a lot with projections.
You can do a lot.
And the projectors are much better than they were 5 years ago. The new projections are pretty cool. Okay. They can be pretty precise.
Well.
I'm
gonna
proceed then.
Okay. We'll let the Arts Commission do some research on that for us, if you could, and report back to us. That would be wonderful.
Do you want to ask Chuck, too?
We can ask Chuck Silvernail. Do you know Chuck at all? Okay, he's the IT guy for the city, and
maybe
certainly
we
can ask him to, I can call him and ask him if he has any information he could share with us and with the Arts Commission on that. And I think Katie's going to escort your request through SageYard for us, and hopefully that's a good choice. And then that would still have to come to the Board of Architectural Review, though. Not necessarily, unless I don't see any reason for that to come to City Council, but it does need to go to the Board of Architectural Review. Is there any other comments or discussion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right.